Welcome to the Data Universe podcast, where we talk with leaders at the forefront of data and AI about the latest innovations and trends transforming tomorrow. Some of these names you'll know, others you won't yet, but they'll all be connecting the dots across this swiftly evolving space, inspiring you to think big and go deep, uncovering insights to create your brighter future. My name is Adam Burns, technology journalist and contributing editor to Data Universe, and this is the future of data and AI explored and explained. And in this podcast, I'm talking with Alex Merced, developer advocate with Dremio, the open and easy data lakehouse. Alex, hello.
Hello, how you doing, Adam? Thanks for having me on and excited to be here.
Oh, fantastic to have you. Thank you very much indeed, Alex. So you're host of the Web Dev 101 and Data Nation podcasts, a tech evangelist on the storytelling platform Medium, and developer advocate with Dremio. So tell us, what's going on in your space?
Lots of things. I mean, one of the most exciting things, of course, is everyone's kind of starting to think about the data lakehouse and Apache Iceberg. And this is where sort of Dremio really has a unique story to tell. We're probably one of the most basically robust sort of batteries included platforms for building a data lakehouse, particularly with Apache Iceberg. So essentially, if you want to have that story where you're saving money on your ingestion, on your compute, on your egress fees, on all these things over using your typical cloud data warehouses, moving more of those data workloads on top of your data lake has never been easier and faster than it is with Dremio, making it really easy to just connect all your data sources, making it easy to create and update and delete and work with Apache Iceberg tables on your data lake, and then to have set up automatic optimization of those tables, have sort of Git-like operations on those tables, so that way you can practice sort of all sorts of really cutting-edge data quality practices. It's a really exciting space to be in. It's exciting for me. Also, as one of the co-authors of Apache Iceberg, the Definitive Guide, it's a really exciting time to be sort of in this data lakehouse space.
Yeah, fantastic. And I saw this statement in a white paper recently. It said, to meet customer expectations and deliver always-on digital experiences, operational and analytical systems need to work together on the same data in near real time. And now it makes sense. I'm assuming that you do agree, but do you agree? And if so, what's holding organizations back?
100%, I agree with that. And that's actually really part of the fabric of what we do here at Dremio. We always try to be open in everything that we do. So even though we embrace open formats, so Apache Arrow is our in-memory format. We work very robustly with Apache Iceberg, an open table format. And we try to connect to, try to make everything aspect of our platform open so that we can basically interop with other tools and other platforms very easily. Like we can connect to Snowflake and whatnot. And we do think that this is inevitably the way things are going to go, because at the end of the day, one tool can't be everything to everyone. So you need a tool that kind of gives you that flexibility to find what you need where you need it. And this is going to be the sort of the story when it comes to sort of Apache Iceberg adoption. You're starting to see different companies do their Apache Iceberg stories, but a lot of companies are still having trouble sort of like letting go, whether they're limiting your ability to write to your Iceberg tables from different platforms or read from different platforms. Dremio just says, hey, bring your Iceberg tables from wherever they are, and you can use and then take the tables that you've created here and take them wherever you need to do that work. We are an open platform.
Yeah, of course. So I guess future ready more than future proof.
Yeah, I guess I would say both, you know, in the sense that we hope that we are already at the future, but we give you the flexibility so that way when the future comes, you're good to go and you don't have to make any major changes to embrace the future.
Yeah, fantastic. Because of course that kind of tied in that more sort of legacy view, I think of tech stacks and of how things were put together, feels like it's being put to bed, but maybe not entirely. But Dremio definitely kind of leading that.
Oh, for sure. Like basically, we are definitely trying to crack open every angle that is closed at the moment. Basically, from, you know, there's other data lakehouse stories, and even other data lakehouse stories and other data lakehouse people who create platforms around the data lakehouse, they don't offer as open a story, where they're using formats that don't have the same type of interoperability across the ecosystem, or they are using formats that are generally controlled by particular vendors. We're using formats that are generally community driven, and that interop with all the standard tools that are within the industry using very common platforms. So basically, you can connect all your different data sources on Dremio. You can pull data from all those sources using REST, Apache Aerofly, JDBC, ODBC. So all the common sources can be accessed through all the common interfaces through sort of one unified platform. It's unified, but it's not like petrified in the sense that it locks you in. Like other people try to unify your data, but then they try to stick. They still try to lock you in. We try to say, hey, this is a safe place to be, because if basically at the end of the day, you need to be nimble. Data is moving faster than ever before. The scale of data is moving faster than ever before, so you don't have the time to be playing with migration every 5 seconds as your use cases evolve.
So we know that the business need is there, and clearly, you know, from what you've been talking about there, that the technology now exists to meet the need. Again, just wanted to clarify that kind of what is holding organizations back? Do you feel that it is comfort with technology, or that it is in-house skills, or it is vision and leadership?
All of the above. I mean, at the end of the day, you have a variety of things at play. One, companies have already invested in the platforms they already have that exist. So that means that includes like the in-house skills. The people have specialized in the tools that they're currently using. It's not easy to migrate from the tools that they've been using, because back in the past, basically everyone did kind of build everything, proprietary walls around everything. So there's all these sort of barriers. And then Dremio tries to make those barriers easier, because in a sense, like for example, one migration story when it comes from like legacy systems is, let's say, Hadoop. So people with like Hadoop data lakes that are on-prem. And they want to move to cloud. They want to do a cloud data lake. A typical pattern they'll do is they'll take advantage that Dremio is open, and they're able to connect to their old legacy system and connect with their target new system. So let's say Amazon S3 or ADLS. And because Dremio can work with both systems, they can create a unified portal for their end users. So that way, as they migrate, that friction becomes very limited, because people aren't having to change their workflows as you go from one place to the next. But also oftentimes, another beauty of Dremio is that since we do work with pretty much everything else, it's not something you have to like rip out everything you're doing currently to start using. You can identify a use case, bring Dremio in, it can connect to your data sources, and you don't have to move anything right away. You don't have to redo your whole data life. You can see, hey, what value it brings to you in one use case, and then begin incrementally adapting it to more and more use cases as the value is provided.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if I can ask you know, forgive me, but maybe a touch of a sort of a 101 question really here, which is, you know, Dremio's tagline is the easy and open data lakehouse. You expressed that, you know, really clearly so far. But where would one start? How does one implement a data lakehouse? How do you make that bit easy?
I mean, the simplest bit is just basically, the first step is really just spin up a Dremio cluster. So this could be done either through our managed cloud SaaS pattern platform, which is pretty much as easy as just signing up. And then you just run a CloudFormation script or a script that'll connect to your Azure or AWS cloud. And then you're good to go. And then you just basically start working with your data lake right there. And then it'll feel just like any traditional database where you can just start creating tables and running SQL. It's actually pretty straightforward. But you can also do a self-managed deployment through using our Kubernetes Helm chart, which also has a lot of really nice goodies built in, including auto-scaling. So you get you have different paradigms of auto-scaling depending whether you go the cloud or self-managed route, but that's another benefit you get, where basically you're not paying for infrastructure you don't need, and it can scale up when you need extra power, but it can scale down when you don't need it, whether it's self-managed using our Kubernetes Helm chart or using our cloud-managed platform. But that would be the first step. And then you just connect your sources. And connecting, once the UI is up, connecting your sources is really just point and click. And then writing SQL to do your queries. And then for a lot of, even for your least technical users, a lot of the SQL can be automated. On our cloud platform, we have a text SQL feature where you can use generative AI to generate your SQL queries. We have all sorts of wizards to help you walk through doing joins, generating calculated columns. So that way, even your least technical user can do a lot of last mile ETL work to take a lot of the burden off your data engineers, so they can work on higher priority and higher value work.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And so who's using it well? Who or what is inspiring you right now?
Oh, very much. There's lots of really exciting things. Like one, we just released this like Snowflake white paper, which just basically shows a couple of use cases of customers of ours who use Snowflake, and then they adopted Dremio into many of their use cases and showed savings like around typically like 50%. Sometimes you see like a 90% performance boost, depending on the situation. So that white paper has a lot of use cases with actual customers that illustrate some really interesting use cases of Dremio. You know, we recently, like, I host a show called Gnarly Dataways as part of Dremio as our like weekly webcast, and which is also available on iTunes and Spotify. We did an episode with S&P, and they were able, using Dremio, they were able to reduce their Azure spend 50%. And, you know, NetApp, who is a, you know, a very powerful storage solution, they also, on their own internal data lake, were able to, combined with their storage solution, were able to really reduce their costs, their total over using Cloudera quite a bit. And all these resources, these episodes where we have these customers kind of speak to these experiences, are there on Gnarly Data Waves or in white papers over there at Dremio.com. But I mean, it's just really exciting to see sort of the transformation that a lot of these companies go through and the things they can do with those extra resources. Because with those extra resources, oftentimes they are able to sort of, increase their headcount so that way they can actually pursue more data projects and expand their data footprint so they can actually get more value of their data instead of just basically spending top dollar just to kind of get the bare minimum value out of the data that they do have.
So, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's an incredibly exciting kind of space and time. Which brings us on to our last question. It's a question we've been asking everybody on this series of podcasts. So there is so much going on right now. Generative AI analytics, lakes, clouds, large language models, leadership, the whole lot is changing. But if this was a literal universe and not a figurative one, what planet in the data universe should we explore first?
I would say planet quality. I think data quality, like everyone's talking about generative AI and wanting to build AI models, but you can't build quality models without quality data. And, you know, before, you know, LLMs, you know, you could kind of get away with imperfect data, but now, like, you really need perfect data if you're going to build some of these cutting edge models that are going to build, that build people, make people billions. So, and as part of a thing we've been focusing a lot over there at Dremio, with, especially with our like integrated catalog that allows things like Git-like versioning, where you can create a branch and do data, you know, data validation, data integration, and do that in an isolated way, so that way you're only publishing validated data to your production use cases, and things like that. Working with integrations on DBT, so that way you can take advantage of a lot of DBT's features in integration, and also just automating the generation of your data, our semantic layer that allows you to much more easily curate that data and document that data, so that way, because quality is not just about the actual quality of the data itself, but it's also about the quality of people's understanding of the data that's available, and being able to have documentation co-located in your semantic layer, so where you govern the data and be able to see, hey, here's an explanation of the schema, of what the fields are, or any assumptions that I need to know about when this data was created. Having that stuff co-located helps even more, more better quality understanding of quality data, leading for just better usage of that data.
Alex, thank you very much indeed.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you to Alex Merced from Dremio. For more insights from an exciting, evolving, and frequently unfamiliar future, check out the other podcasts in this series, or subscribe to the Data Universe Weekly Insights newsletter, or join us all at Data Universe, where data heroes like you go to grow.